Rav, we're going to be continuing to be reading the social writings of Rabash. We need to understand why we're doing this. Day to day, we discover more and more that our world is entering to enter a great crisis that has never been as such. There have been crises that led to revolutions, to economical crises in the human structure of society, in all kinds of ways. There'd be where one faction would be resistant to another faction, and thus there would be quarrels of different sorts. Now we're entering a completely different crisis, a process in which the whole world is discovering how it is in a truly in a state where it's standing before everything that it's built with our egos, and this form that is being under examination, scrutiny, and a decision of what to keep of it and what not. And many of our businesses and many of our approaches, calculations, relations between us, many of them will fall and disappear from upon this world and the human society, and we will have to see how the Creator that is showing us this whole process, as at first I've created the evil incarnation and we built seemingly, as He arranged us such that we built and have done, and the evil incarnation, our ego, pushed us, and all this upon the ruin.
We did it with the negative egoistic force. Now we have to be witnesses of how this force is gradually ruined, and instead of it, we have to see and decide on ourselves that only the force of connection, which is the force of the Creator, will rule over reality.
Therefore, we will have to be in partnership with the Creator in building this new society. Integral society around Earth. And it's beginning to already, with the ruin of the previous state, it's building the new state. We're living in a very special time where we can identify and see, whereas other people don't understand what's happening. They think that everything is the same style, the same trend, egotistically, and everything will go back. And they're all thinking of how they're going to return to the state that was. They need to think that in order to despair and understand that this force of the ego that once operated and built the world, the human society, this force is passé. It's come down from its role. And now the force of connection, the integral force, the force of the Creator is here to take over. We need to understand this and explain this to all of humanity, such that we will all be able to digest the reception of the new world that's arriving, like it or not, but It is in our power to understand this and to even rise as fast as possible, and for this to be clarified to us from the system of relations between us, this new system. That's it. That's why we were reading the social writings of Rabash, because those forces that are doing all these things in the society of students, we are all going to see that we have no choice, but rather we need to be the students of the Creator, the students of the wise, because the Creator is called the wise, and to learn from him how to build a society that will all be integral and that is all to be in a mutual connection. In connection. In a connection in which one will help his friend, love thy friend as yourself, and from the love of the created beings, we will discover the love of the Creator.
We ask of the Creator one thing, and he gives us another thing. And we need to accept this other thing as the exact response to what we asked, that we just couldn't express what we needed, but the Creator knows what we need, and so he gives us what we really need.
I have several questions. The first question: I understood that when those spies awaken in me, these are states that will repeat themselves. And I understand that it's a right sign of the correct advancement.
Wait. If I feel on my efforts that I'm getting a certain answer, and even if I don't, that too is an answer, and I try to interpret this correctly and remain in adhesion with the Creator, then I advance correctly. I don't always understand the Creator's response, but it's always there. I don't always feel it, but it's always there. The response I'm getting from the Creator is not always what I would think. It could be opposite to what I asked and wanted to hear. However, I always need to realize that I get an answer from the Creator for sure. Either I don't feel it, or I do, but I don't decipher it correctly. Or I truly felt and understood the answer, and I agree with it.
Good morning, Rav. Could be that the friend, the person, let's say, spied on something, upon the friends, something that happened in the past, and it remains for years. He built his whole attitude to the friends and the group upon it. My question is, how he writes to lock what was and shut it down, and everything will come back and be covered up in peace. How does a person lock all the spying he had once, upon which he founded all his love of friends, so that everything will come to peace?
We all go through several of these inner revolutions, and we have to understand these are necessary states for each and every one. also in spirituality, in the transition between the degrees, and especially between one world to another that we go through, there is a very great turning point. It's through a crisis, just like what we go through in corporeal reality in this world. We have to go through the crisis. The crisis means the place of birth. The word in Hebrew also means the place where a woman gives birth. And through that place we go to a new world. So there's no choice with respect to the group, with respect to society, with respect to past friends in the past, or, you know, being in the group and behaving for years in a certain way towards them. It's still me in the will to receive that the Creator keeps in me. The Creator does it. And I keep going, and I'm, you know, like I'm dumb. I just keep going this way. Everyone goes through that in a more or less conspicuous way. And afterwards I realize, how did I behave all those years? All those years went by for nothing. No, they didn't. None of it went by for nothing. It all comes from above. We only have one king, one governor, the Creator. And so there's no problem that now He gave me the mind and heart to leave my present state and start behaving in a new state. There's no problem with that. And my friends are going to understand that. Why? Because the Creator also governs them. I have to understand there's none else besides Him right in front of me. So don't be afraid. Try to improve yourselves towards the friends. So I was behaving in a certain way for 10 years. I was immersed in my ego and I didn't saw a thing. But now I see. So thankfully, now I can accept my society, my group, in a better way. And I feel like I'm a new man and they are new to me.
While a person doesn't feel the love of friends in the group, how does he work on keeping the Arvut, and where does he get the strength to do the Arvut in the group?
As much as he can. What can he do? As much as possible. So he works. So he arranges the friends to himself, the group. He changes by them and he helps them change. That's how it works. It works. It happens. It passes. What's important is as much as possible to submit yourself to the group. That's the safest thing. You're going to see this from experience. You're just throwing yourself into them, into the friends, and you definitely advance, especially when you have nothing of your own. That's just salvation. Ita 4.
Rav, the question is, why is it important to remember the covenant when I'm in a state of a spy towards the friends?
Remembering the covenant, we need to do that as much as possible, especially in states where I feel like I've lost the way, like I am criticizing them. I'm very confused. Then the covenant needs to tie me back to that raft, to that boat that everyone's in. And that's how I move along with them. So every one of us, many times during the day or the week, goes through, you know, these internal turbulences where you don't know what's going on with you. It becomes more clear, less clear. It's and all these changes of states where we go through very quickly these inner states, and what becomes clarified in us, what becomes clear in us, gives us a certain observation on ourselves and the work and the group and everything in the world. And so simply tie yourself, just like sailors tie themselves to the ship, so that the waves will not throw them into the ocean. Similarly, we have to tie ourselves to the It is all clear. To the extent that we make an effort to awaken the Creator, to make Him higher than anything we can possibly imagine to ourselves, accordingly, I reach submission and I begin to absorb force from Him and understanding and emotions, because the little one can receive from the great one. And then to the extent that I surrender, that I really submit myself according to the gap between me and Him, as much as I can envision it, then I can begin to attain the magnitude of the Creator, the greatness, the loftiness of the Creator, and then I can also come to recognize His greatness. Ita 4.
Rab, buongiorno.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask, that last excerpt that we read, how can I subjugate my will to receive such that it will operate upon me like a drug, subjugate it, my ego's like a drug, so I will feel like I'm dependent fully on my friends. How can I subjugate myself such that I will emerge out of myself and bow my head before the qualities of the Creator?
We exist in a system of Adam HaRishon. That system, to begin with, is corrected. It was never broken, as we say. It's only with respect to us, but not like it is itself. So, wherever you are, any place you're in, you can attain the greatness of the system and the Creator and your level of the final correction. There's no problem with that. It all depends on how much you can subjugate yourself to the group in practice, and then inside the group also submit yourself to the Creator. This is called from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. That's how it is. It's all up to you. There's nothing else here. So what is our work about? First of all, submission. That I need to accept the governance of the ten over me, that they are stronger, better, more powerful, closer to the Creator than me. And if I want to get closer to the Creator, I have no other choice but to integrate in them. This is the only way I draw
The truth is, you just answered this. I wanted to discern all these excerpts that are stunning about above reason. Is it right that towards each of these we should translate towards the work between us and the friends and the connection in the ten?
Yes. If you don't know, maybe ask and we can clarified. It has to be translated into my connection with the 10 and the connection between the 10s and the connection across the whole system of humanity and all the system of the souls to a single system of Adam HaRishon, to one system. Kiev 1.
Good morning, Rav. You answered my question too, but I wanted to scrutinize more. When you nullify before the group, how in the correct way to grow from the 10, and then I understand that it's before my group, the Kiev group, and then how to move it to the general group, to the general Kli.
I don't know what the problem is. What does it matter if it's the Kiev 10 or Bishkek 10 or Spain or some 10 from Israel? What's the difference? We are in the same system. We advance towards the final correction according to the same method. And therefore, for me to integrate in some 10, it doesn't matter. When I look at you now, and I see Kiev, Moscow, New York, Italy, UK, Naharia, Israeli groups, the young group there, Spain, Belarus, Latin America, Baltia, Novosibirsk, so many groups. Thankfully, and may there be more and more. So it doesn't matter to me. You all are living the same spiritual life together. Maybe just a little bit, you know, more or less. But it's the same system. It's the same system. And so when I hear your questions, I feel how you enter me. When I answer, I feel how I enter you. And it feels to me that it's the same. I think this whole process we go through is both for people on the street and for us. It is to make us into a group that is connected worldwide, interconnected the way we are, and we get closer and closer by studying together, closer to each other, and we by that we generate a common force, and there's really no difference between each and every 10, if not for the language, which is a result of the Babylonian shattering. If not language, we wouldn't feel any difference between us. I'm telling you, you're going to feel it soon.
Good morning, teacher. I heard from you many times that we're not capable of nullifying and incorporating one another in the 10, and that we have to ask. How to ask for nullification and incorporation in the 10 so that it will be for the friends? How to ask correctly?
Yeah, with a child, you know, we give him something to do, some exercise. Let's say, like, to hit a nail with a hammer and put it into something. And then we tell him, oh, great, you're so great, successful. These are little things. Now, more advanced things that he doesn't know how to do, we need to show him. And then after I give him an example, then he perhaps can do it. So there's two approaches here. Either I give him and I tell him, you're great, you're good, or there's a new task that he doesn't know how to do, and I do it for him, and I show him how to do it. Or we do it together. So that's how we have to see our submission towards the environment. If I know how to submit myself, that's not submission. Meaning there wasn't a true obstacle in front of me. Because with a true obstacle, I wouldn't know how to overcome it. I have to turn to the Creator, and then He has to do it with me. It's like a child who doesn't know how to do something new. He needs help from the adults. That's how it is. But don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. How do I turn to the group? How do I turn to the Creator? I turn to the group. That's the safest thing. I have to surrender. And if I turn to the Creator by myself, I can turn out of pride. But if I go to the group, I have to bend myself and submit myself and turn to the Creator. And then we all do it together. Me, the group, and the Creator. And that.
Good day, Rav. Good day, friends. What's the difference between nullifying myself when the logic and reason understands it, or when the reason doesn't understand it?
This is a feeling. I can't explain this to you, because if you understand it, if a person understands it, then you nullify within your reason. Someone's greater, bigger than you, stronger, then you go with him. You see, now with the Creator, it's not so clear, because He's hidden from you. But if I have to nullify towards the 10, and I'm certainly right, and I know and I feel, and then they're not so right and understanding in my eyes, and I still nullify, that is annulment. And if I can't, then I cry and I ask the Creator, give me the power to break myself and nullify myself, and that is annulment. But that's with regards to the 10. With regards to the Creator, very difficult for us to do this. We don't understand. We don't see. That could be the opposite. I could be doing it out of pride. Belarus.
Now tell me, please, if the friend sees, emphasizes his connection with the Creator all the time, and the 10 is in a lesser importance. He has a feeling that he has some kind of personal nepotism with the Creator, and the 10 is in a different order.
This is not important. It's not your business what order he has with the group or the Creator. Everyone has their own states and their own times. If he works with the group and with the Creator, that's it. That is enough. I'm not going to inspect him or criticize him or correct him. I need to criticize and correct myself. In my eyes, what I see through the friends needs to be exactly right, exactly correct, and I have no criticism over it. And if I pass any criticism, I then have to criticize my criticism. Moscow 7.
When you say to nullify before the 10, what does that mean? The 10 is a complete state. There are concrete friends there that I have a certain internal work with. Is there work in nullifying before specific friends or with the 10?
There's a difference if I nullify myself towards the 10 or towards individual friends in the work itself, but not in the conclusion of it. I have to each time conclude my work with nullifying before each and everyone and everyone together. It's like a potsuf. I can't be in a positive attitude with the potsuf if I have a problem with specific sfilot, specific friends. It's impossible. After I correct my attitude to each and every friend, I correct my attitude in general to the whole 10. This is this feel.
It's not so clear from the article what makes contemplations, hirurim, what is this mount of his glory?
Hihurim, contemplations, or doubts, it's all kinds of questions, problems, obstacles, doubts on the path. Now, the mountain of holiness is where the Creator is. It's the height that I attribute to Him above myself. This is called the mountain of holiness. It's the measure of bestowal. The desire to bestow is referred to as holy. And the mountain of His holiness means that I describe the Creator as complete bestowal. And that's why I say a mountain of holiness, meaning it's the mountain that I build, the mountain of holiness, over on which I later build the temple. The temple, which means a house of holiness. And meaning from my will to receive, from the rocks and the stones, etc., I then build the temple, the house of holiness. Not just from rocks and stones, but metals and other elements. It's whole work of building the temple, that when I connect all these corrected qualities in me, then there is a house of bestowal that is built on the mountain of holiness. PT 23.
You talked about this just now, Rav, but if we can scrutinize this, the Rav should take upon himself only thoughts of holiness. And most of the time, I don't feel that I'm the owner of my thoughts.
Not good. This is not good. You need to have a thought to own your thoughts, and if not, the Creator is giving you foreign thoughts through your evil inclination, and you have to correct yourself each time. That's the work, to transform your foreign.
Hello, Rav. Good day to our dear ones. The question after what Yochai asked, our inner approach is defined by our closeness to the 10. So when we return to work in the street, our daily work, what should our approach be? Even though we learned that in the world you have to behave like in the world. So how to behave when we know that it's something that will never continue, but meanwhile we have to do it?
You have to do it in order to bring the plan of creation to everyone. And you'll see how the Creator is arranging you correctly. On the inside, hold the holiness and the 10 and the group and all of us together for them to be in you. And on the outside, try a bit here and there from time to time to release the force of bestowal, holiness, knowledge of the Creator, you know, just a bit. So that people won't see that about you, but that suddenly they'll feel that there is something here in a very subtle, gentle way. It's called to reveal in concealment. and then you'll see that it works. If you'll start telling them directly, face to face, it won't work. But if you do it with a bit of concealment, you'll see how it works.
Well, Rav, the question is, are there two kinds of work? Or through bestowal, through sufferings? In other words, why should there be two paths? But the Kabbalists do all the work and still have these prohibitions.
No, first of all, you can't say about Kabbalists whether they're suffering or not, because a Kabbalist is happy about the revelation of the darkness as he is about the revelation of the light, because the revelation of darkness is the place where he can show that he is in bestowal, that he loves. Therefore, don't tell him that for you it's darkness as it is for him. For him, darkness is an opportunity to bestow, an opportunity to show his love. That's something different. If the intention's in order to bestow, everything...
I
have another question from yesterday. There's a seeming conflict. How to give gifts to the friends if it is humiliating to receive from one's friend?
If you receive from the friend, then that's despised. But if you're receiving from him in order to bestow to him, this is respectful. Think about it. Listen to all the questions of all the friends and try to understand the question. It'll give you a lot.
Morning, Rav. Morning, Kli. When a student has an appetite to understand during the lesson, who is the host he should imagine for himself? The creator, the group, the Rav?
But what's the question?
The question was, who's the host I want to enjoy from my studies? The creator, the Rav, the Ten?
Ten, first and foremost. Because if you direct yourself to delight the Creator through the Ten, you'll succeed for sure. But without the Ten, you can't direct yourself to give the Creator contentment. You'll never reach Him.
Dear teacher, maybe an exercise for the day. Let's say I restricted everything but that which is necessary for my existence. I integrated in the Ten. I'm holding on to the connection with the friends, the Creator. How to filter what can I bestow to the Creator and what not to fall from the good connection. How to work with that?
Well, first of all, in relation to whatever has to do with your work, you have to do it because there you can't do what you feel like, don't feel like. You have to do what your work demands you to do. We're talking about a general attitude toward society, humanity, life, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. In them, in relation to that, you calculate how much can you receive because you need it to meet your basic needs, and how much in order to give contentment to the Creator. Try to sort this, and then we'll talk.
Florida. From the internet, a friend from Israel is asking, what is the greatest difficulty in the action of receiving in order to bestow?
The biggest hardship is to receive the greatest pleasure in order to bestow. What do you mean, the biggest hardship? For us now, it's only to discern that we're receiving in order to receive, and how can we reach in order to bestow? In order to do this, in order to come out of this, we don't need this kind of study. We need to study in a ten, in a group, to realize the connection between us with the Creator in every moment throughout the day, and then gradually we will reach a state where we will be able to feel what is reception, what is bestowal, and that we don't want to be in reception, but only in bestowal, and by bestowal meaning faith above reason, bestowal above reception.
Another question. What is the condition for the creature to receive the strength to restrict himself?
For him to really want it? To really want it.
The friend continues and asks, I feel an infinite gap between my desire and the Creator's desire, and even with His greatness and importance, the shame for not receiving from myself, still my lust is greater and it drops me into worse degrees, even worse than the animate degree. What do you do?
Okay, this is in order to teach you. I'll teach you. But alongside with this, it says, make your desire like his, that you have to make your desire in order to bestow, just like the Creator's desire is in order to bestow. Don't worry. It's possible if the Creator will want this, he'll give you the strength to do this, and you will be a bestower just like him. It's not up to you. Don't try to find inside yourself and your qualities and your will to receive some kind of force to bestow. You won't. You'll just become despaired. Whereas we simply need to expect the reforming light and on condition that we connect, it can come and give each the force of bestowal. Whoever is not in a group, then you're wasting your time, really. You have to quickly look for a 10 in order to annul yourself there and to do whatever corporeal you can in order to reach.
La pregunta es la siguiente. Hello, Rav Worldly. The question is about the screen. Should we yearn to attain the screen every second of our lives? Or is it only in the 10?
Only in the 10 is it possible to achieve the masachim, the screens, because you have to show. Who do you want to bestow to? You have to bestow to the friends. You know, in relation to the Creator, everyone's righteous. Show me that you're righteous in relation to the 10. Then I will really believe that you are righteous. And then I will see that you're righteous. You have to show it in practice. Otherwise, you know, our world is full of righteous, but go and look for someone that can really be connected to others. So only in the 10 can you show that you're ready to sacrifice yourself in order to be like the Creator. Baltia.
Baltia 1. Да, Раф, эти отрывки кажется, что очень-очень важные как-то сейчас.
It seems that these excerpts are very important now. There are many questions, but
изначально должен быть именно голод, как бы желание получать.
Like that, perhaps in the beginning there should be hunger in the will to receive, and then only after the restriction pressure from the Creator is felt? Meaning, and what should we focus on? The desire for revelation, to receive the one we cannot restrict, or what? Ask the Creator to give us greater desire so we would see how helpless we are. Where should we focus now?
We have to work only on our connection, and from our connection to bestow to the rest of the world, to give them the, to explain to them what's going on now. Again, returning to what we started out with in the beginning of the lesson, that because they want to finish with the corona, that they think that they can already return to their normal life. By this, they will, all the governments, they will, the businesses and everything, they will cause the acceleration of development in terms of us not being able to see how much we're incapable of going back to our previous life, that we can't. Everything's broken. We'll have to feel that all of us are in one kli, in one pot, all of humanity. And then it'll be clear to us that from this integral point of view, we'll have to decide about our life. And if together all of us will start relating to our connection correctly in order to more or less build an average society, then we will start succeeding. The problem is that humanity has to digest this problem. It has to understand that now we are in the hands of the upper force, and he will do with us whatever he wants. And he wants to build a, let's call it, socialistic form. Well, it's not the correct word, but let's not compare it to what we had in Russia or wherever. The Creator wants for us to be equal, for all of us to be as one, connected, united, and then he can bestow all of his